Okay, I think we're ready for the last round of the day. Are you still alive?
Živi ste? Posljednja runda?
Okay. I should announce before I forget our decision about the
dogovorili smo se oko procenta
the percentages.
Zotzen.
And I was conferring with what your general procedure is here, and it fits with pretty much what we do in the
to
US.
To se podudara sa onim što i kod nas radimo, kod njega u stvari.
The majority of the grade will be comprised of the final exam. This is where you know,
najveći
you find
deo,
what you know.
Najveći deo ocjene, ono što vi znate, dakle, zadnji ispit.
And again, tomorrow I will give you actually a list of the 10 different areas where
a sutra ću vam dati listu tih 10 oblasti koje treba naučiti.
So that would be 70%, right?
70% će biti zadnji ispit.
And then 20%?
20% će
biti for
your
project.
Projekat.
Sermons, Bible studies.
To je ono propovedi,
essay.
Essay, sve ono što ste dobili kao opcije.
And that. And then 10% for reading those four chapters.
A 10% ostaje za četiri poglavlja iz
of Patriarchs and Prophets and Great Controversy.
Without reviews or with reviews?
I would like them to at least turn in a
number of hours.
Well, a statement that they have read it.
Dakle,
and what do you usually do on a book report? What do you usually do? Do you have
them? That's usual, sometimes reviews.
Yeah, they could write a page if they want of some of the summary. What would you prefer they do?
I don't know, maybe just to take an hour. Hours that they read or what you mentioned.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I trust you as seminary students here.
Ja vam verujem kao studentima
teologije. And so I would just say that you turned in a piece of paper. I have read this, signed this.
Ali obično se predaje papir sa potpisom. Ja sam to pročitao.
This will not be transfer. This will be automatic. 10%.
To je automatski. 10%. Nije transfer. Ali ćete sa listom, dakle samo s potpisom, ja sam pročitao to i to.
The 70% will see how much has been transferred from here to here.
A 70% je onaj transfer, koliko je od njega prema vama došlo.
Okay. Da. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 4.
Četvrta glava, treće Mojsije.
First question, general question about this chapter.
Opšte pitanje ovom poglavlju.
This is describing the sin offering, the hatat.
Ona opisuje žrtvu za greh. To poglavlje hatat.
And as a result of the sin offering here,
kao rezultat žrtve za greh,
what is the object of the atonement? Is it the individual or is it the sanctuary?
Šta je cilj pomirenja? Da li je to nad kim se vrši pomirenje u stvari? Da li je to osoba ili svetinja?
Is the sanctuary atoned for or is the individual or the persons atoned for?
Da li je svetinja objekat pomirenja ili su to ličnosti? Ličnost.
Yeah, it's not to make atonement for the sanctuary here.
Pomirenje se ne vrši za svetinju ovde.
It's to make atonement for the person.
Nego za osobu, za ličnost.
And how does that happen in this chapter?
Kako se to odvija u poglavlju ovde?
There are actually two different ways that the transfer takes place.
Postoje dva načina kako se transfer odvija.
Verses 1 to 21 describe the first way.
1 do 21 stihovi je prvi način.
This is where you have the anointed priest, verse 3.
Tu imate u trećem stihu pomazanog sveštenika.
If he sins, or verse 13, if the whole congregation sins.
Ili ako sav zbor sinova Izraela zgreši, to je 13. stih.
What happens to the blood of this sacrifice that's made for the priest or the congregation?
Šta se dešava s tom krvlju? Koja je krv pomirenja bilo za ličnost, bilo za zbor? To anoint the altar.
Where does it go?
Gde ide?
Into the sanctuary, into the holy place.
Ide u prvo mesto, u prvo odeljenje, svetinju.
Sprinkled there before the veil.
Pred zavesom se prska krv.
So it goes into the sanctuary. The blood goes
tako da krv ide u svetinju.
What about the last two situations?
A šta je sa poslednje dve situacije?
Verse 22,
22. stih
describes the ruler who sins.
Kad poglavar sagreši.
Verse 27 and following the common person that sins.
A 27. prost narod kad sagreši.
Does the blood go into the sanctuary for these?
No.
No. What happens then?
Ne ide, da li
blood
ide?
Blood doesn't go in.
Ako krv ne ide u svetinju za ova dva primjera poslednja.
How is the sin then transferred to the sanctuary?
Kako je onda krv preneta u svetinju? Eating the sacrifice.
Okay, the priest eats part of the sacrifice.
Da, znači sveštenik jede deo žrtve.
According to the Jewish Mishnah, he had to eat at least the size of one olive for every sacrifice.
Prema Mišni,
one olive
mora jednu maslinku veličine mesa da pojede, najmanje po žrtvi.
That would be hard for me even to eat the size of an olive, but that's all right.
Za mene bi to bilo teško da pojedem čak i taj deo.
So I'm glad I'm living after the New Testament time.
Drago mi što sam u Novo Zajetno vreme.
What happens then to the blood of this sacrifice?
Šta se desilo s krvi onda? The altar?
Yes, it's poured under
poured
the altar.
By the altar. Izliva se na altar.
Why the difference?
Čemu uopšte ta razlika?
What makes the difference? Have you thought about that?
Da li ste razmišljali čemu ova razlika?
The text does not explicitly say.
Tekst ne kaže u čemu je razlika.
But I think it can be deduced from looking at these four situations.
Ali mislim da to proizilazi iz ove četiri različite situacije.
The first two situations,
prve dve situacije,
involve the priest.
Uključuju sveštenika.
The priest is one of the sinners.
Sveštenik je jedan od grešnika.
Because it's either the priest himself that sins,
ili on sam greši,
or it's the whole congregation which includes the priest that sins.
Ili je sav zbor, što uključuje i sveštenik.
If the priest is a sinner,
ako je on grešnik,
then he can't bear his own sin by eating the sacrifice into the sanctuary.
Onda on ne može da nosi sopstveni greh jedući žrtvu u svetinju.
And so the blood has to go directly into the sanctuary and not through the priest.
Krv onda mora da ide direktno u svetinju, a ne kroz sveštenika.
It circumvents the typology of the priest.
Dakle, to je tipologija za sveštenika.
But the last two, the ruler or the common person,
poslednja dva, poglavar ili obično prostog naroda, nije uključen sveštenik.
And so here the full typology can come into play.
Tako da cela tipologija može da se iskoristi.
The priest can eat part of that sacrifice.
Sveštenik jede deo žrtve.
Bear the sin from that sinner.
Nosi greh grešnika.
And then when the priest offers his sacrifice for his own sin, later the blood goes directly in.
I onda kad sveštenik prinese greh za svoju žrtvu, ta krv ulazi u svetinju.
Now again, that's not what the text says explicitly. It doesn't give those reasons, but that seems to me to be the most logical explanation.
To je najlogičnije objašnjenje, iako nema razloga u tekstu.
But either way, the sin gets off of the sinner and on to the sanctuary.
Bilo ovako ili onako, greh mora ući u svetinju.
Either directly into the sanctuary,
ili direktno,
or upon the priest who then bears it.
Ili kroz sveštenika.
So let's just visualize where the sin is.
Hajde da slikovito probamo od sebi da predstavimo
now,
gde
talking,
je greh.
We're talking spiritual things, so but we're just trying to
duhovno
track the record of the sin.
O duhovnim stvarima govorimo, ali hajde da pratimo greh korak po korak.
The sinner realizes he has sinned. I realize that I've committed a sin, and so I come and I confess my sin, and I'm repentant of my sin.
Shvatio sam da sam učinio greh, sad se kajem za greh.
I bring my sacrifice.
Donesem žrtvu.
I place my hands upon the sacrifice.
Položim ruke na žrtvu.
And what does that mean?
Šta to znači?
Placing the hands then transfers that sacrifice to the animal.
Transfer greha, transfer greha na životinju.
And then who kills the sacrifice?
I onda ko kolje žrtvu?
The sinner kills the sacrifice.
Grešnik ubija žrtvu.
Znači. Yes. The priest kills the regular whole burnt offering and the regular sacrifices sveštenik, during the year.
Sveštenik kolje one normalne, uobičajene žrtve.
When there's not a specific sin that's involved.
Kad nema specifičnog greha koji je uključen.
But the sinner kills the sacrifice.
Ali grešnik mora da ubije žrtvu.
It was my sin that killed the lamb of God that hung upon the cross.
To je bio moj greh koji je ubio jagnje Božje na krstu.
And so this animal representing Jesus.
Ova životinja koja predstavlja Isusa.
Dies in my place.
Umesto mene umire.
And the priest then eats part of this.
A sveštenik onda uzme pa jede jedan deo.
Or else takes the blood into the sanctuary.
Ili krv ide direktno u svetinju.
And then he announces.
I onda proglašava.
He is forgiven.
Njemu je oprošteno.
You notice that's in the passive?
To je pasiv, vidite.
Not the active.
Ne aktivno.
Priest does not forgive.
Sveštenik ne oprašta.
He announces that God has forgiven.
On objavljuje da Bog oprašta.
And so I'm free from sin.
Ja sam sad slobodan
od greha. The sin has been transferred from me to the innocent animal.
Greh je prešao sa mene na nevinu životinju.
And then via the eating or via the blood itself into the sanctuary.
I onda kroz jedenje ili kroz krv direktno u svetinju.
So what is the function of the blood here?
Šta je funkcija krvi ovde?
Does it cleanse me?
Da li mene čisti?
I'm cleansed.
Ja sam očišćen.
But when it goes into the sanctuary, does it cleanse the sanctuary?
Ali kada ode u svetinju, da li onda čisti svetinju?
No, the sanctuary is defiled.
Svetinja je onečišćena sad.
With the record of the sin.
Zapisom o grehu.
So does blood cleanse or does blood defile?
Da li krv sad čisti ili onečišćava?
It does both.
Oboje. Ona čini oboje.
And that happened all year long in the typical service.
I to se dešavalo tokom cele godine.
So then what happened at the Day of Atonement?
To se desilo na dan pomirenja. Da, šta se desilo na dan pomirenja?
On the Day of Atonement, the blood of the Lord's goat was taken in.
Dakle, the sanctuary. Dan pomirenja, krv jarca je unošena u svetinju.
Were there any hands laid upon the goat of the Lord's goat?
Da li ima ruku koja se polaže na jarca za Gospoda?
Before it was killed?
Pre ubistva, pre nego što je.
No.
Nema.
It's very interesting in the Mishnah, the Jewish Mishnah.
U Mišni,
which describes how the service was went in Jesus' day.
Kad opisuju Isusovo vreme u službu.
It describes how all the other sacrifices, it says, and the priest laid his hands
upon
the animal.
Sve žrtve opisuje na ovaj način. Sveštenik polaže ruke, ispoveda greh.
Or the sinner laid his hands upon the animal.
Grešnik ispoveda, polaže ruke, ispoveda greh.
And then this one sacrifice.
A onda jedna žrtva.
The Lord's goat.
Gospodnji jarac.
It says, he killed the animal.
Kaže, zaklao životinju.
Took in the blood.
Uzeo krv.
No mention of laying on hands.
Ne, ma pomena o polaganju ruku.
What does that signify?
Šta sa to znači?
Is this blood carrying sin into the sanctuary?
Da li ova sad krv nosi greh u svetinju?
No, it is blood that's free from sin.
To je krv slobodna od greha.
And
čista
so when it goes into the sanctuary, what is its function?
I kad ode u svetinju, koja je onda funkcija?
Not to defile the sanctuary.
Ne da prlja svetinju, nego da očisti svetinju.
This is the two-stage atonement.
Dve faze pomirenja.
And this is the one that Seventh-day Adventists have taught.
To su učili Adventisti.
It's the one that you will read in Patriarchs and Prophets and Great Controversy.
To ćete čitati u velikoj borbi u Patriarsima i Prorocima.
Now I got to just tell you a story.
Sad moram da
this is the story of my friend Roy Gain.
Priču o prijatelju koji se zove Roy Gain.
Because Roy Gain went to study with Jacob Milgram, that most famous scholar of Leviticus in the whole world.
On je išao da studira kod Milgroma, najpoznatijeg na svetu, za treću Mojsiju.
Took him 14 years to finish that PhD.
14 godina mu je trebalo da završi ovu doktorsku.
Because he had to master, I think he knows 14 different ancient languages.
Imao je master i znao je 14 dnevnih jezika, drevnih jezika.
And every year he took this course with Milgram about Leviticus.
Svake godine on je uzeo predmet od Milgrama na treću Mojsiju.
And he heard Milgram's hypothesis about the automatic contamination of the sanctuary.
Čuje Milgramovu hipotezu o automatskom prljanju svetinje.
And he said, if that view is correct,
onda je rekao, ako je to tačno,
then the whole Adventist system of the sanctuary falls down.
Ceo adventistički sistem svetinje propada.
And he said, there must be some crack in this logic someplace.
Mora da ima neki nedostatak u ovoj logici negde.
And so he decided to do something very, very dangerous.
I onda odlučio da uradi nešto veoma, veoma opasno.
He decided to write his doctoral dissertation on this subject.
Odlučio da napiše doktorat na ovu temu.
And his director was going to be Jacob Milgram.
A njegov mentor će biti Jakov Milgram.
And he was going to see where he could find the flaw in his logic.
I onda će naći gde je nedostatak u njegovoj logici.
And as he tells the story, he was simply trying to find what was true.
On govori u toj priči, kaže jednostavno je hteo da istinu pronađe.
If the Adventist position isn't true, well, then I'll have to join Milgram. He wasn't trying to just defend blindly the Adventist position.
Ako adventizam nije istina, pridružit ću se Milgramu. Nije slepo išao da dokaže adventističku nauku.
And so he kept reading those chapters of Leviticus in Hebrew Bible over and over and over and over again.
I onda čitao jevrejsku Bibliju i ta poglavlja, dakle, u knjizi.
And he began to see, slowly but surely, the pattern that we've described here.
Polako i sigurno razvijao se model koji smo pokazali.
And he began to find the crack in Milgram's armor.
Pokušao je da pronađe rupu u Milgramovom štitu.
He began to see that Milgram was depending upon a rabbinic interpretation rather than a biblical text.
Shvatio da Milgram zasniva svoje na rabinskom tumačenju, a ne na biblijskom tekstu.
So he wrote his dissertation, big thick dissertation on the Day of Atonement in Leviticus 16.
Napisao je disertaciju o danu pomirenja veoma debelu na 16. glavu 3. Mojsije.
Now he smoothed it over a little bit. He also wrote about the Ugaritic Day of Atonement, the rituals of atonement in the Ugaritic parallels in the ancient Near East.
Malo je to ublažio, pa je uzeo i Ugaritskog dan pomirenja malo da.
But he was basically presenting the two-stage atonement.
Ali u stvari je predstavio dve faze, predstavio je dve faze pomirenja.
And he showed how during the year the blood goes this way, the movement is in toward the sanctuary.
Pokazuje da je tokom godine direkcija put bio uvek u svetinju.
But on the Day of Atonement,
ali na dan pomirenja,
the movement is out the other way.
Dakle, suprotno je bilo.
The high priest goes into the most holy place.
Sveštenik ide u svetinju nad svetinjama.
Cleanses that.
Očisti.
Then he moves out and he cleanses the holy place.
Izlazi pa očisti svetinju.
Then he moves out and he cleanses the altar.
Izlazi pa onda oltar očisti.
He showed that it was just the opposite direction on the Day of Atonement as
during the year. Na dan pomirenja obrnuto je bilo nego svaki dan.
And so he sent his dissertation to Jacob Milgram.
I poslao je disertaciju Milgramu, Jakovu Milgramu.
And he waited.
Čekao je.
Fearfully.
Sa strahom.
He got a phone call.
Onda je dobio poziv.
A few weeks later.
Telefonski poziv nekoliko sedmica kasnije.
This is Dr. Milgram.
Ovo je Dr. Milgram.
I think we have to talk.
Mislim da treba da razgovaram.
And so he invited him to his house, Milgram's house.
Pozvao je u kuću njega.
And his dissertation defense took place right there that night in Milgram's house.
I tamo se ta odbrana, u stvari disertacija, izvršila u toj kući te noći.
Milgram sat there beside him, and Milgram is the sharpest mind that Gain has ever met.
On je najoštriji um koji Gain ikad sreo.
For example, this other scholar that I mentioned here on the board, Moraldi, that did I give you Moraldi?
No, Levine.
Yeah, publicly, Levine made this presentation.
Levine je javno imao predavanje.
Milgram stood up.
Milgram ustane.
And with one sentence, he just cut his legs.
Sa jednom rečenicom oseče mu noge.
Totally embarrassed him.
Posrami ga.
He just went to the jugular vein with one grab and pulled out.
Sa jednim dohvatom mu je izvadio grkljan ili šta već.
That's right. That, whatever you said, that's right. Okay. So for the next 2.5 to 3 hours,
sljedeća 2-3 sata,
Milgram asked him these questions.
Milgram je postavio pitanje.
Tried to lead him to false trails down to trip him up and make him get confused.
Prevari da ga zbuni u neke čudne staze.
Hour after hour, these questions kept coming at him.
Sad za satom pitanja samo.
Finally, after close to 3 hours,
nakon tri sata,
they both sat back exhausted.
Seli su iscrpljeni.
And Milgram then said,
onda Milgram kazao,
your system has no holes.
Tvoj sistem nema rupa.
It's consistent.
Konsistentan je.
I cannot find any chink in your armor.
Ne mogu da nađem nigde tu rupu u oklop.
You may be right.
Možda si u pravu.
Now, you know, he didn't say, you're right, I'm wrong.
Nije rekao, ti si u pravu, ja
I will
nisam.
Take my book back and publish your book instead.
Vrati
no,
mi
he didn't say that.
I tvoju izdaj. Nije rekao to.
But he had to acknowledge that the Adventist understanding of the sanctuary is consistent with all the facts of
Ali
Scripture.
Ali morao je da prizna da je konzistentno adventno učenje.
And they became very good friends.
Dobri prijatelji su postali.
Dr. Gain has just finished a scholarly book on this subject in more detail than his dissertation.
Dr. Gain je završio knjigu koja ima mnogo više detalja od disertacije.
And Milgram has written the introduction to the book.
A Milgram je napisao uvod za knjigu.
And he comes to our school and he lectures in our classes on
Dođe
the atonement.
On I da predaje na našim predavanjima.
He hasn't yet changed his mind.
Nije se još predomislio.
But he has to acknowledge that he can find no fault in the Adventist system.
Ali priznao da nema rupa u adventističkom sistemu.
So our doctrine of the sanctuary has withstood the highest test that human scholarship knows how to bring against.
Naša doktrina o svetinji je dakle podnela najjači test koji ljudi mogu da smisle.
And I am thankful that God gave Gain the strength to think clearly and to write clearly and to be courageous enough to do this.
Hvala Bogu što mu je Bog dao snagu da bude hrabar da uradi to.
So if you want to know everything you have always wanted to know about the Day of Atonement, I invite you to read Gain's book that's coming out here this next couple.
I ako hoćete da znate sve o danu pomirenja što se može znati, onda čitajte za nekoliko meseci Gainovu knjigu.
I'd like to go to one more point this afternoon and then we'll take some questions and
Još
then we'll finish.
Još jedna poenta ovog popodneva, onda pitanje I odgovore.
Let's go to just a few moments to the Day of Atonement itself.
Hajde da odemo u dan pomirenja, još nekoliko tačaka imamo.
We have already noted here that in Leviticus 16:16 that all the sins are there at the end of the year.
Na kraju godine, 3. Mojsijeva 16:16 kaže, svi gresi su tamo, dakle u svetu.
They haven't been cleansed during the year.
Nisu bili čišćeni tokom godine.
The people have been cleansed.
Ljudi da.
But the sanctuary has been defiled.
Ali svetinja je bila onečišćena.
And now it's time for the sanctuary to be cleansed.
A sad je vreme da se očisti svetinja.
I'd like us to notice a few very crucial things about the Day of Atonement.
Nekoliko ključnih tačaka sada o danu pomirenja.
Number one, the whole burnt offering, the continual whole burnt offering.
Dakle, ona besprekidna, ona žrtva, paljenica.
Is that also offered on the Day of Atonement?
Da li se prinosila I na dan pomirenja?
Don't forget that offering.
Ne zaboravite tu žrtvu.
Because that implies that we are still saved the same way during the Day of Atonement as they were before 1844.
To znači da se spasamo na isti način kao i pre 1844.
We're still totally dependent upon the blood of Jesus for our acceptance.
Potpuno smo zavisni od krvi Isusove.
And we receive forgiveness even during this time of investigative judgment.
Primamo oprošte čak i u ovo vreme sad istražnog suda.
Then we have these two goats, the Lord's goat and Azazel.
Onda imamo i ta dva jarca, dakle, za Gospoda i za Azazela.
You are probably aware that many Christians believe that Azazel is referring to Christ and not to Satan.
Znate, verovatno vam je poznato da mnogi protestantski hrišćani kažu da je Azazel isto simbol Hrista, a ne Sotone.
Now, oftentimes in these debates, the liberal scholars are opposing the Adventist position.
Obično u ovoj debati liberalni teolozi su protiv adventističke pozicije.
In this one particular case, the liberal scholars agree with the Adventist position.
A u ovom slučaju, recimo, liberalni teolozi se slažu sa adventističkim.
Because Azazel in historical literature becomes a demonic figure later on in the Jewish literature.
Jer je u jevrejskoj literaturi kasnije Azazel postala jedna demonska figura.
And so liberal critical scholars agree that Azazel does not stand for a good power but for the demonic power that's represented.
Dakle, liberalni teolozi se slažu, to nije neka dobra sila, to je demonska sila.
And this is already, I believe, implicit in Leviticus 17, the very next chapter after the Day of Atonement.
A mislim da je to već nekako implicirano u 3. Mojsijevo 17.
Leviticus 17:7.
Sedmisti.
They shall no more offer their sacrifices to demons. The word here means desert goat, desert demon.
I neka više ne prinose žrtve svoje đavolima, reč koja se koristi je pustinski demoni.
It's a certain kind of demon that lives out in the wilderness.
To je neka vrsta demona koja živi u pustinjama.
And you remember in Leviticus 16,
a u 16. glavi,
Azazel was taken out into the wilderness.
Azazel je odveden u pustinju.
That's his home, is out in the wilderness.
To je dom njegov,
where the evil powers live.
Gde su zle sile, gde žive.
And so already here, by comparing Leviticus 16 and 17, we have a hint that Azazel refers to Satan.
Tako da u 16. i 17. glavi imamo naznake da je Azazel Sotona.
That's reason number one.
To je razlog broj jedan.
Let me give you several more reasons.
Još nekoliko razloga.
Back in Leviticus 16,
16. glavi,
we read, it says, verse 8,
osmi stih,
the Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord.
Neka Aron baci ždreb za dva jarca, jedan ždreb Gospodu.
And that's this, le Adonai.
Gospodu, dakle.
And the other goat, le Azazel.
A drugi je Azazelu.
Azazel. Is that the right spelling?
Azazel.
Anyway, Azazel. It has this same le.
Ima to l ispred.
I think I'm missing one more letter in here. I think there's another off in there. Anyway. Yes, that's right.
Dakle, ima dva alefa, u početku i u sredini. Opa. Okay.
All right, I'm going into the desert here. The desert goes, but I'll watch out. Right.
Idem u pustinju, kaže profesor. When you're speaking about Azazel.
Here are two parallel expressions, exactly parallel.
To su.
And then there's this other goat that's not for Yahweh, it's for Azazel.
A drugi je za Azazela, nije za Yahweh.
And it's not for the Lord, so it would have to be for something other than the Lord.
Nije za Gospoda, znači mora biti za nešto drugo.
And a personal name, some being that's standing in contradistinction from the Lord.
Za neko lično ime, jer ovo je Azazel lično ime, znači za neku ličnost koja je nasuprot Gospodu.
So this very juxtaposition of two opposing beings.
Ovo je stvari sudar između dva suprotna bića.
Already implies that it is not God, but it is the power against God.
To implicira da nije Bog, nego sila protiv Boga.
Another reason, the first reason I guess would be that comparison with Leviticus 17, that the second one would be this one, maybe a third one would be, was Azazel killed?
Da li Azazel ubijen?
No, there's no expiation made by sacrificing
nema,
this.
Nema, dakle, pomirenja, nema, dakle, okajanja kroz tog Azazela.
So this cannot be representing that which makes atonement for Israel like Christ did if it doesn't die.
Nije umro, znači nije za pomirenje, ne može Hrista predstavljati.
No expiation made here without blood.
Nema okajanja bez krvi.
In fact, there's another point, look at verse 20.
20. stih.
It says, when he had made an end of atoning for the holy place and the tabernacle and the altar.
Dobro, kod nas kaže, kad očisti kod njih, kad svrši.
He shall bring the light
goat. Kad očisti svetinju, tada nek dovede jarca živ.
And then it describes him placing the sins on the head of Azazel.
I onda ruke na Azazela se postavlja.
So the text is very explicit. It's after atonement is finished.
Tekst je jasan, nakon završetka pomirenja.
This is now a new additional rite.
To je dodatni obred.
A new ritual.
Novi ritual, novi obred.
Not atonement ritual.
Nije vezan za dan pomirenja, za pomirenje.
What is this ritual?
Kakav je to ritual?
It's the same kind of ritual you have in many other ancient Near Eastern parallels here.
Te rituale imate u drugim drevnoistočnim, dakle bliskoistočnim paralelama.
It's an elimination ritual.
To je ritual uništenja, eliminacije.
This is the ritual of taking away the garbage. It's the garbage truck ritual.
To je ritual iznošenja smeća.
All of that record of sins that's been accumulating and defiling in the sanctuary, it needs to go out as garbage somewhere and dump it out into the wilderness.
Svi zapisi o grehu moraju kao smeće biti izbačeni negde u pustinju.
It's not making atonement, it's just cleaning the camp.
To je čišćenje kampa, nije to pomirenje, očišćenje.
And it's in that sense that the hands are placed and the sins are placed upon Satan.
U tom smislu se grej se stavlja na Sotonu.
Not for him to pay for our sins, to be our substitute.
Ne da plati za naše grehe kao zamenu.
But for him the one to be the final garbage truck, to take all the garbage out into the
nego
dump.
Da bude nosač džubreta. Tako da...
A final reason would be the parallel with Revelation 20.
Konačno, paralela sa 20. glavom.
Here we see a picture of Revelation 20 describes the antitypical fulfillment of the Azazel.
Dakle, ovdje imamo antitipsko ispunjenje Azazela.
We see Satan bound for 1,000 years here on this earth.
Da, otkrivenju 20.
Yeah. Satan is bound here on this earth for 1,000 years.
1,000 godina je...
And this earth is empty, it's tohu and bohu, like it was before creation.
Dakle, ona je tohuva, bohu, ona je kao za vreme stvaranja, prazna i pusta.
And so the imagery of Leviticus 16 finds its fulfillment there in Revelation chapter 20 with the millennium.
Dakle, otkrivenje 20 tu pronalazimo.
One question though comes up, even if we identify this as Satan.
Čak i ako identifikujemo ovo kao Sotan.
And that is something that Ellen White says about Satan.
To je nešto, jedno pitanje ipak proizilazi, a to je ono što Ellen White kaže o Sotonu.
She speaks about Satan bearing the penalty of the sins of God's people.
Sotona kaže da nosi kaznu za greh Božjeg naroda.
Remember that statement?
Sećate se.
Now she also says that he's the instigator of sin, and so he pays the penalty for being the one that's responsible for it.
Pošto je on začetnik greha, onda mora da plati kaznu za odgovornost za greh.
But then she also indicates that he actually pays the penalty for the sins of God's people.
I onda kaže ipak da on plaća i kaznu Božjeg naroda.
How can that be?
Kako je to moguće?
I think the answer is found in Deuteronomy chapter 19.
Ja mislim da odgovor u 5. Mojsijevoj 19.
This is the law of the malicious witness. The false witness.
Ovo je zapis o lažnom svedoku.
Verse 16.
16. stih.
If a false witness arises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing,
ako bi ustao lažan svedok na koga da svedoči na njega da se odmeće Boga.
And then verse 17 says they're supposed to come to the sanctuary.
17. stih kaže nek dođu pred svetinju, pred sveštenike.
Verse 18 describes an investigative judgment there at the sanctuary.
18. opisuje istražni sud pred svetinjom.
And if they find that this is a false witness, verse 18, the end of verse 18.
I kaže kraj 18. stiha, ako svedok onaj bude lažan svedok i lažno svedoči.
Then what do they do to the false witness?
Šta će lažnom svedoku da uradi?
Verse 19.
19.
You shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother.
Učinite mu onako kako je on mislio učiniti bratu svojem.
Do you grab that? Do you catch that?
Jeste uhvatili ovo?
What he accused the person of doing,
ono zašto je optužio osobu,
if you find that he's a false witness,
ako se pronađe da je lažni svedok,
then the penalty for that sin which he accused him of doing will come back and he will pay that penalty.
Kaznu koju on hteo da kazne, dakle, nevinog čoveka, to će on poneti na sebe.
Now who is the greatest false witness in the whole universe?
A ko je najveći lažni svedok u celom svemiru?
Satan is the false witness.
Satan je lažni svedok.
He has given he's called in Revelation the accuser of the brethren.
U Otkrivenju on je optužitelj, opadač braće.
And so he accuses the righteous of all of these sins that they've done.
Optužuje dakle pravednike za sve grehe njihove što su.
But he's a false witness.
Ali je lažni
svedok. Because he only gives half the truth.
Jer pola istine govori.
He doesn't tell about the forgiveness that they've received through Christ.
On ne govori o oproštaju koji su dobili kroz Hrista.
That they've been acquitted, that they've been declared not guilty.
Da nisu krivi, da im je oprošteno.
And so, what is the penalty for the false witness?
A koja je kazna za lažnog svedoka?
Everything that they've accused the innocent one of doing, they pay the penalty for that.
Plaća kaznu za sve ono za što je optužio nevine.
I believe that's why the one reason that the devil is so anxious to get his Christian people to fall away, back away into wickedness again.
Zato je Satana tako uporan da njegovi, dakle da hrišćani ponovo se vrati budu njegovi, da padnu u greh ponovo.
Because if he can get you to fall away from Christ, then he doesn't have to pay the penalty for your sins.
Jer ako te vrati nazad od Hrista, onda on ne mora da plaća kaznu za tvoje grehe.
Because then he is a true witness.
Jer je onda istinit svedok.
He says what you've done and that's exactly what's the truth.
To si ti učinio, to je tačno.
That's why I believe he's so, one of the reasons, he's so much on the track of Christians to try to get them to apostatize.
Zato je to jedan od razloga zašto hrišćane toliko je, mu je stalo da zadobije hrišćane.
And that helps me to understand Ellen White's statement of how Satan can bear the penalty for our sins.
To mi malo pojašnjava onu izjavu Ellen White da on nosi kaznu Satana za naše grehe.
All right, I covered my list of things I wanted to do in the Pentateuch.
Dakle, peto knjižje, lista iscrpli, ja sam iscrpio svoju listu.
And if Roy Gain were here, he would have spent about another 10 hours on this section. Because this is his favorite section.
Na ovoj sekciji koja je njegova omiljena još 10 sati bi proveli da je Roy Gain ovdje.
But as you could see, my favorite section was the typology section.
Ali videli ste da je moja omiljena tipologija.
Are there any questions about what we've covered so far?
Ima li pitanja?
Or other observations?
Ili drugih komentara?
If the sinner is forgiven before Yom Kippur, is Yom Kippur connected with that person, or it's just a cleansing of the sanctuary? It's related to a person, but how?
Yeah.
When he's forgiven.
Right. Early. This is... I actually had this down as the last point I was going to deal with.
To sam u stvari ostavio kao posljednju tačku o kojoj ću govoriti.
But I decided to wait until Friday.
Do petka, dakle.
Because on Friday I want to talk about the personal application of the Day of Atonement doctrine to ourselves.
U petak ću govoriti o ličnom primanju ili razumevanju ili Jom Kipura, dana pomirenja.
And the short answer for you here,
a evo ti kratki odgovor,
is that in Leviticus 23,
da u trećem Mojsijevu 23,
God gives five activities of the individual during the Day of Atonement.
Postoje pet aktivnosti koje osoba treba da učini tokom dana pomirenja.
What the individual was to be doing during that time.
Tokom tog vremena individua treba da uradi nešto.
And we want to look at all five of those on Friday.
Petak ćemo svih pet pogledati.
And ask the question, what should we be doing on this Day of Atonement that we've been living in since 1844?
Pitaćemo se onda nakon toga, šta mi posle 1864. Treba da činimo?
So yes, today we've looked at Christ's part.
Danas smo videli Hristovu stranu toga.
And our part in confessing the sins as
we... I naša u oprošte, u priznanju greha.
But I want to look specifically on Friday as to the what's the so what question. What difference does it make for us on the
Ali
Day of Atonement?
Ali u petak ćemo posebno, dakle, taj deo vezan za lični aspekt.
So we'll come to that on Friday.
Doćemo u petak do toga.
Yes.
Concerning Leviticus 4.
Rečeno da sveštenik
You said that he justified sinner in a passive form. What about Hebrew language? Because in our translation it says, and he shall cleanse the sinner. It's active. It's not passive.
Yes, in the Hebrew it's a nifal, it's a passive. It's a passive form.
A u jevrejskom je nifal, da, u pasivnoj formi.
Yeah. Which literally and Gerhard von Rad has written a very helpful article on this where
von Rad je napisao jedan dobar članak o ovom.
He shows that this is actually a declaration the priest makes.
To je deklaracija sveštenika, objava.
Using a divine passive.
Božanski pasiv koristi.
With the passive it means I'm not the one doing it.
Spasio, hoće da kaže, nisam ja
he
taj koji
čini. Is forgiven by God.
Oprošteno je, Bog prašta.
Is what's implied, yeah.
Je tu, uključeno je to tu, da.
Okay.
Imamo još za pitanje, 5 minuta.
All right, I think everyone's brain is fried.
ovaj ispečen um, ne znam kako bi to doslovno. Spržen um, spržen.
Yes. But I want to express my appreciation for being able to spend the Day of Atonement with you this year. This is special for me.
A za mene je posebno drago što sam s vama ovaj dan pomirenja danas imao.
October 22, that is.
22. oktobar.
And at the end of the Day of Atonement,
a na kraju dana pomirenja,
the Jewish brothers and sisters would turn to one another.
Bi se okrenuli jedan drugom, jevrejske braće i sestre.
And they would say, a good judgment. A good judgment.
Rekli bi dobar sud, dobar sud.
Because they had assurance that God had cleansed and forgiven them in the judgment.
Jer bi bili sigurni da je Bog oprostio grijehe, da ih je očistio.
So if you have the courage, turn to your brother and sister and say,
ako imate hrabrosti, okrenite se jedan drugom i recite,
good judgment. Shall we stand as we pray here together?
Ajde onda da ustanemo na molitvu.
Father, we thank you for the hours that we've been able to spend just poring over your word today.
Oče, hvala ti za ove sate koje smo danas proveli na tvojem reči.
We don't have all the answers.
Nemamo sve odgovore.
But thank you for giving us the enough answers so that we can know the basic contours of what your truth is for this time.
Ali hvala ti što smo dobili dovoljno odgovora da bismo znali istinu u ovo vreme.
I thank you for this day of atonement.
Hvala ti za ovaj dan pomirenja.
Reminding us today of the October 22 Day of Atonement in 1844.
Koji nas podsjeća na 22. oktobar i dan pomirenja 1864.
We thank you for what Jesus is doing for us right now.
Hvala ti za ono što Isus sada čini.
And as we will look at more fully on Friday, we thank you for the good news that we don't need to be afraid of this judgment.
I kao što ćemo bliže pogledati u petak, hvala ti za dobru vest da ne moramo da se bojimo suda.
I pray that you will bless each of us now the rest of this day.
Ostatak dana prizivam blagoslov nad svakim od nas.
Give us a good night rest and bring us back again tomorrow.
Daj nam dobru noćni odmor i sakupi nas ponovo sutra zajedno.
I want to pray especially today, Lord, for those who are going through suffering and difficulties.
Molim te posebno za one koji prolaze kroz patnju i stradanje.
And we as a family here want to uplift our brother Ruben in the struggle that he's going through these days.
Molimo te kao porodica za brata Rubena i za borbe koje on ima ovih dana.
And please give him strength and courage and peace.
Daj mu radost i mir.
And bless the families there in America who are grieving.
I blagoslovi porodicu u Americi koja tuguje za.
And though we don't understand why now, Lord.
Mi ne razumemo uvek zašto.
That's one of the things the Day of Atonement is all about.
O tome u stvari i jeste dan pomirenja.
Where we will understand the things that now we don't understand.
Da ćemo razumeti stvari koje sad ne razumemo.
So come soon, Lord Jesus, and take away all sin and suffering and death.
Dođi brzo, Gospod Isuse, ukloni sav greh i stradanje i smrt.
In Jesus' name, amen.
U Isusovo ime, amen.